Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Marandure. Are you well this afternoon? Are you good?
I'm fine. And how are you? I know busy trying to prepare for the Sabbath, but we are good to go.
Yes, we are definitely good to go. Thank you so much. Happy Preparation Day to you.
Yeah. It's quite a busy one, hectic one, but I will be fine.
Lovely. Now, Pastor, we're actually having our final installment today, of our conversation on gender roles in marriage. And we want to end it with something, some actionable steps, actually, that a couple can take to communicate effectively about what their perspective roles and expectations about that will be or should be in marriage. So, Pastor, tell me. The importance of healthy communication when it comes to decisions about roles that each partner will play in the family. Talk to us about that and its importance.
Okay. As you know, everything hinges around communication. Mm. If there's no communication, there's absolutely nothing that is happening. That is why you see even to those who do not have speech in their mouths, who cannot speak, they have a way of communicating, because we cannot run away from communication. It's what drives us around. So it is very, 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 very critical. It's something that we absolutely need in our day-to-day life.
Mm.
We definitely need communication, because you know, once it's disrupted, where there's no harmony, I think we can actually pluck a leaf from what happened to Nimrod, to those guys who were trying to build a tower going to heaven, and when God confused their language, there was nothing that continued up to this day. So it's the same principle that applies in our marriages, in our families. If we are not communicating, we are not going anywhere. We are simply lying to ourselves that we are going somewhere, and yet we are just simply in one place. But when we are communicating, then we have somewhere where we are going. Again, there's what is now called effective communication. Now, this is whereby what you transmit, the other person will decode, will understand, will interpret it, and get the understanding in appreciation, in oneness, and then execute whatever has been communicated. So there are many barriers to communication also that we should be mindful of. Those communication may come in verbal, may come in non-verbal. Those are the variances that we may find communication in. But now the non-verbal, at times, it seems to be much louder than the verbal one, because it's a way whereby someone will assume that.
Yes, Pastor.
These things are very critical for us to take note of. So when it comes to marriage, let us not assume things. Let us talk about things. Let's say them out in a verbal way, not in a non-verbal way. Let's talk about them before that the person will stumble around what you would maybe consider as your rights or your private space. We need to air out what is in our hearts, what is in our minds. We need just to bring things in the open. There's nothing secrecy about a marriage. When people are in a marriage, there's no secret to keep, nothing to hide, nothing to assume, nothing to presume. I suppose this person wanted to do this or wanted these things done this way, wanted this. Let's just be open about it so that we make our decisions in a conscious way, where we know what we are deciding, what we are walking into, what we are about to embark on. If it comes to investments as a family, mm. I know you may have some investments,
yeah.
So that you can, I mean, try to add up to complement whatever you may be finding. Let it be clear from both ends. Let's not surprise each other. That's how that this husband will just come home like today on a Friday, and then will come back home around 5-6 with a brand new Range Rover. I mean, say hey, surprise. Yes, there may be room for surprises, but let the surprises be on small things. But when it comes to big things, that needs real planning. Let's be open to each other. Both fine. Let's say this has been a success. How about if this thing had failed? Definitely it will affect the other person who is involved. And again, if you have a tendency of just bringing things without communicating, the other person will feel not important in this So we are co-pilots. I like it in aviation. When pilots are up there in the sky, even before they leave, they have a rule where they're supposed to be communicating, talking about it. Everything, every action, talk about it. And the voice recorder is actually picking that conversation. In case something happens, they can try and trace where this problem is emanated from and then rectify it as we go. So let's not assume things. Let's communicate. It's gear up, gear down. Slowing down, turning to the left, turning to the right. As you do whatever you do, do that as you talk about it. Let's not the other person assume, because by assuming, we have a serious challenge of a lot of head-on collisions. We have our own vehicles just turning, the other side, rolling on the road, and people are wondering, but this person was alone. What happened here? What was the problem? There's a problem when it comes to miscommunication in the system of the engine. Communication must be clear. And unless we are communicating, those who are rich, it's those they communicated. Those who are poor, maybe they communicated or they didn't communicate. But one thing that I know, whoever is happy in their marriage, their priority is communication before money is. So let's clear on that one. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Now, how can a couple know that their current model is not working, you know, even if it was previously agreed upon, but that now that they need to, you know, change things up and do things differently, how do they get to that determination that, no, man, these responsibilities between us are actually not working? How do they get to know that?
The only way to know the taste of a pudding, it is when you eat it.
Yeah.
When you don't eat the pudding, you will never know the taste of it. So when you do whatever you do and it has proven that it's not giving you the positive results you've been expecting, it then means that thing does not work for you. It may work next door, but it's not working for you. So you need to change that and adjust to what works better for you. But for you to adjust, you need to communicate first. You need to come to an agreement and say, hey, let's come to the table. What is happening here? What is the problem here? Am I the problem? Are you the problem? As far as this thing is concerned, if both of us are not at fault in this thing, then this thing is not ours. Why can't we abandon it? And what else can we try? So that by the end of the day, we have a family that is moving on. Especially when it comes to roles, like you have rightfully said it. The roles that I'm supposed to be taking here, I think things are not working as I'm taking these roles, because we seem to be going backwards instead of progressing in life. So what are we supposed to do? You know, for quite some time, actually for ever since we got married with my wife, we now have two children. We never had a helper in our home. We never had a helper. Was we could manage all that. But now, when she was now going back to work after taking care of the children, now she was now going back to work. Now there was now a change in everything. The pressure, we started feeling the pressure now. Because now we have to be early. We have to be home again early, try to do these things. I'm doing dishes, she's doing that. It was a bit frustrating. And before you know it, we need to go and sleep because we're waking up tomorrow early morning, all of us. I mean, the cycle was more frustrating. The whole week was not even, we could not enjoy the week. Come to Sabbath, they're like, hey, tomorrow is church. We need to sleep early so that we are in church in time. But I tell you, it was a frustration. Come on a Sunday, there is no rest again until we had to sit down and say, hey, my friend, you know, we have this principle that we don't want to be staying with anyone here helping us, we can manage. But now
we can't manage.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can't manage. On my part, I'm feeling the pressure. I'm shortchanging God's people. And again, on your part, you're shortchanging your employers. And this is hectic on us. Now we no longer have time to laugh and be happy just by ourselves. I think we now need a helper in this place. So what are we going to do with the budget? Let's try to adjust our budget so that we can fit in a helper. Now, the moment a helper stepped into the house, everything went back to normal. Now we are relaxed. Now we are happy. I go to my workplace. He goes to the workplace. Children are going to school. But in the evening, we come back home. There's someone who has prepared food. The house is clean. Clothes are clean. I tell you, you know, we have now time again with the family, just like we used to have before. So everything can be adjusted. It's just that at times we don't want to adjust because we want to prove a point. I told you this thing does not work, which is so wrong. We are being selfish in our approaches. Yes, you may have pitched up an idea before, as far as roles are concerned, and the other person did not see the way you saw it. It was good that you were patient, but do not wait to say, I want to wait at that point when this thing will fail, and I'll tell her, I'll tell him, I told you this thing doesn't work. I mean, we are not going anywhere. So we need to have a balanced approach to whatever it is so that we can progress.
Beautiful stuff. Now, your last word, Pastor, final thoughts and conclusion on the discussion that we've had from the beginning of the week?
Thank you so much. I would want to say marriage, it's something that God has given us. It's an institution. It's not something that comes as a way of that we can boast and say we've achieved, we've accomplished. It's an institution. It's an ongoing thing. It's ongoing. So in other words, we are learning every second and every day of our lives until Jesus comes again. We'll never graduate. We'll never be seniors. We'll never be juniors. We are just but toddlers as far as marriage is concerned. So the best thing that we can ever do, try and focus on what works well for you as a couple, what works well for you as a family. Please do not compare to those who are next door. Who knows? Maybe they're busy trying also to compare with you. So feel free in your own space and enjoy every second you can find. Yes, misunderstandings will come. It's very normal because we're human beings. But don't dwell on the misunderstandings. Don't try to compete with each other, but compliment each other. Be quick to forgive each other. Let go of pain and stress and negativity and focus on the positive things. For every human being, there's a negative side to them. No matter who they may be, a pastor, a deacon or what, there's a negative side to their character, which is not pleasant. But focus on the positive and they enjoy our stay right here under the sun. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Pastor, thank you so much. I do appreciate you coming on board and actually, giving us, the lowdown, as they say, and the detail about, responsibilities between a man and woman, husband and wife. And some of the unfortunate misconceptions we have about this, we've discussed about all of these things. May indeed God bless you. May God shine his face upon you and may he grant you his peace. Blessings to you, Pastor.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you too, and happy Sabbath.
Thank you. Blessed Sabbath to you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.